I'm Barbara Glickstein, a public health nurse and the co-founder and director of the Center for Health Media and Policy at Hunter College, City University of New York. I'm here today with Deborah Altshuler, the co-founder and president of the National Pediculosis Association, who has given the community tremendous amount of information, truthful information, and access to research and innovation in products that have helped communities and families across the country and the world. What about the Leishmeister comb, its origins, and its benefits to people who are treating their families for head lice?
The Leishmeister comb is one of NPA's proudest moments. Initially, in the first 10 years of our existence, we were encouraging thorough nit removal and getting everything out of the hair, only we really didn't have the kind of comb that we had hoped would be available to parents. And in going door to door, sort of like the little storybooks you read to the children, we couldn't find anybody to help us harvest the wheat and grind the flour. And we ended up identifying on our own a tool that we felt was dramatically better than what we had laid our hands on up until that time. And we dropped everything we were doing and we tweaked it here and there and made it available and set an entirely new standard around the world for combing tools. And we're thrilled because now, instead of telling parents don't do this and don't do that, there really is a safe, non-chemical alternative to enable them to end an infestation without harming their kids. And that's the Leishmeister comb. So it is considered the gold standard. It still maintains that position. It's still the best there is. There aren't any open edges or handles or sharp edges, and it's used in research as well, which has been a boon to helping people study lice because now there is an objective way to collect them. But most importantly, it's a triple threat. It enables people to screen. Screening your children for lice is more important than anything. If you screen regularly, you will identify them early, and with a quality comb, you're going to be able to get them out. End of story. Nobody needs to miss school. Mom and dad have control of the situation. It's a beautiful thing. And with that comes detection. Today, there are policies that say only live lice matter. Well, anyone who's ever had the problem will know and say quickly that, oh my goodness, it's so hard to find live lice. So that's a terrible criteria as a standard. The comb enables you to comb out what may be there and help you be certain that you're dealing with this problem, and then remove them and get them out of your hair. So that's a triple threat. So it's just been an incredible advance in the right direction, and it's getting world attention finally, and we're excited that it is at the forefront of encouraging others to raise their standards too. So now you'll see knockoffs and other combs that look a lot like ours, and that's a great thing. That's why we're here, is to make people do a better job. So those who think we're competing with them, we're competing with the bad combs, with the combs that come with the products that are jokes that really disable parents. They think they're doing a good job, but the combs are completely ineffective. And those are the combs that need to go bye-bye. We need to really step it up in the products, because if a person gets a quality comb and a product, in a worst-case scenario, they still get the product, they're going to be able to end the problem first go around. They're not going to have to keep going back, buying more product, thinking it's going to work when it won't.
What would you say to parents who are listening and say, I really don't have the time, we're a two-family working household, I have four children, and a comb and manual removal of nits, it's much easier to just shampoo my child's head?
Well, shampooing with pesticides is serious business, and while you may think you don't have time to do the manual alternative, I can connect you with parents who have gone the pesticide route, and I can promise you that a child with seizures is a lot more time demanding. This is about being proactive and protecting your children from toxic chemicals. This isn't about convenience. And those who think you can look the other way and deny it as an important issue lose a lot of time in all the chaos that gets created when there really isn't a standard in place. So going back to NPA's no-nit policy, the community needs to set a standard in advance and hold people accountable for doing it, and protect the children from getting lice over and over again because other children are coming to school infested.
You mentioned that the comb is now worldwide. In 2011, the Stockholm Convention in Geneva took a stance. What was that stance on manual removal of head lice?
Well, a lot of people don't know what the Stockholm Convention is, but it is a live treaty of around 170 nations working together to remove the most toxic, poisonous, persistent chemicals off the planet. And one of the chemicals that they have voted to remove is still being used for children with lice. the incredible 2011 event with the convention, the meeting of the convention, was that they put children at the forefront of their first effort to identify alternatives. You can't keep telling people, don't do this and don't do that, without giving them other safer options. And sometimes it's hard to come by a safer option. So here at this humongous, prestigious meeting of all these people working together on behalf of the environment and the health of humans, decided on the Licemeister comb to use for children with lice instead of Lindane. It's a tremendous validation of our work, but more than that, it's a tremendous validation that there are nations around the world who can put the children first.